for anyone out there who doesn't know or who maybe hasn't heard you on air before, tell us a little bit about the aims of the school and what it is that you do over at the School of Really Good Sex.
I think that at bottom what we do is provide a space for a community or a coming together of people where they are allowed to be, let's say, a bit more free and a bit more open about who they are and what they like to do.
Mm. Tell us a little bit about the events and the activities that you've held through 2019, because we've had you on a few times to talk about these.
Yeah, we've had so many.
Yeah.
We've had maybe 7 or 8 festivals this year.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah, we've had...
You must be exhausted. That's a lot to organise.
It gives you energy. The organizer, yeah, I always get excited and it gives me energy to do the events. But what has happened is it's because we've done so many different things this year that we haven't done before, it's also caused me to reflect on what we're doing and to ask myself what we're doing well, but what we might stop doing or what we might do in a different way.
Mm.
And what the aims, of course, ultimately are.
Let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah.
What is it that you've learnt from this year and what's emerged? Because you have held some really different and diverse forums.
Yes.
And you've done some things that the school's not really done before as well.
Yes.
In terms of letting people kind of like a choose your own adventure situation.
Yes.
And letting people dictate what they want to experience.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay, it's really interesting when you let go and when you let people do what they want to do. And then you watch and see what's really on their minds and where they're at, which is very revealing. You know, you sort of see that's where they're at.
Right.
They want that.
Okay. Yep.
It's not necessarily what I
what you
want,
think.
But I look at it and I go, okay, that's where they're at.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I guess what it's actually made me question, I guess what I'm personally looking for is depth. And I think also I like people to express their love for each other and their care and their concern for one another.
Mm.
And I've noticed, and I asked myself, I feel like I've just liberated people to go to more dance parties and play parties. And at a certain point, I realized I'm not that interested.
Oh.
After a certain point, I find I'm not that interested.
Yeah.
And then I asked myself, well, obviously, I mean, what do I want? And ultimately the school is about also getting my needs met.
Mm.
And you never say that, you know, right? You always say, oh, it's about helping other people.
Others.
And of course it is about others, but it can only work in terms of my personal motivation to do this because
Absolutely.
In some sense it meets my own needs
yeah.
for connection and my own needs for recognition and my own needs for my own creativity to
yeah.
grow.
Mm.
And I, you know, I feel that there are certain problems that just very regularly always happen.
Mm.
And, you know, you can set your clock by them and we always try to mediate them and sort of manage them, but they always happen all the same. And then I ask myself, well, maybe are we doing a good thing for people? Like couples who come, for example, it's very, very common, including in my own case, that couples fight and have tension and come into conflict.
Yeah.
Because people get insecure,
which
is human. It's
yeah,
completely normal.
Absolutely.
It's also the case that there's very often people who are frustrated, you know, who don't get their needs met at some level and also are confronted. Now, some people will always turn that around, like my friends who love what I do. They'll always tell me, oh, but that's really helpful and that's really necessary that people are confronted.
But it doesn't help it in the moment, does it?
Well, that's not a problem for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't help in the moment, but I'm just not always sure about that logic.
Sure.
I'm not always sure that it's, you know, it's good for people to be shaken up and traumatized.
Challenged in that way.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think it is, and sometimes I really believe the people who come and say that the challenges have been very powerful and useful for them.
Of course.
But on the other hand, I ask myself if at some level And this is really if we're asking too much of people.
Okay.
And particularly say around the polyamory question. I mean, I think some people are quite capable of it and some people makes them happy. But for many people, it really is too challenging.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for many people, the biggest challenge is to come into a deep, loving connection at all.
Full stop.
Yes.
Full stop. End of story. That's the biggest challenge for a lot of people.
And I think in our culture, it's becoming increasingly difficult.
Well, yeah. And as it becomes increasingly difficult and as we move into this, I guess, different phase of intimacy and different phase of connection that we see these days with the rise of things like, I always think that we're both hindered and helped by the internet and social media, and we're both hindered and helped by the really, really fast-paced lives that we're living these days.
Yes.
As we're transitioning in our lives culturally, are you seeing the school transition as well? Because I understand that this is kind of a bit of a transformation period as well.
Yes. Well, I'm going to rename this school.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to rename this school School of Love.
I love that. I love that. That's gorgeous. Yeah. Change the focus a little bit.
Indeed. Change the emphasis.
Mm. Yeah. I think that that's maybe what we're missing today as well. We focus a little bit too much on the physical and less on the emotional.
Exactly. I think that I think at some level we're very sexually permissive in our culture, or you can be very sexually permissive, but emotionally it's not open.
No, and I almost feel like we're going a little bit backwards with the emotion. It personally, in the way that I see, I've been in a really long-term relationship for a really long time, but I look at my friends and my family and I think there's such a focus on physical and emotional takes this backseat that no one really wants to talk about. And, you know, you catch feels and that's a bad thing and no one likes that and no one has time for that. And because relationships and love is hard work. No one talks about that either. It's really hard work, I think. But it's worth it. So as we're transitioning and we're moving the school and its message and its motives and its aims, tell me then about the Into the Wild in January.
Well, Into the Wild is going to be part of that transition.
Okay.
So I kind of made a program this time where I was putting the emphasis on encouraging people to think about what their needs are, what challenges they have, what blockages they have, and also to choose, in a way, who may help them.
Okay.
So there's a kind of, in inverted commas, a mentoring each other kind of concept.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you have the option and the encouragement to choose some people who are there and to ask them to support you.
Community building.
Yeah. Well, it's always community building in some sense, but actually this time with a focus on, looking at what you may have problems with.
Okay.
And looking at where you might want to grow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for the school in 2020, in the new decade?
I'd like it to be a bit more clear and structured in terms of what it's offering. And even though I always have new ideas and I'm always very open to other people's ideas, we're going to do an eco-love retreat.
Oh, beautiful.
In March, if the Blue Mountains is still left.
Oh, yeah.
So that's also a concern because our Into the Wild is also in Blue Mountains. Mm. And I think there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress at the moment. But I think beyond that, there's grief and a realization through this grief that we need to change.
Mm.
So I think it's in a way very, very important that topic is brought to the school is integrated in our work. Then I think we will do some of the festivals we did last year, and I want to introduce some leadership or mentorship programs. So where people who wish to lead in the scene, we will support them in different ways. People, so people who've got ideas, want to run things, we're going to help them share our knowledge with
them.
Build them
up, yeah.
But then I'm also want to maybe, people have just problems with their intimate lives in different ways, and we can also offer to empower people.
A little bit more one-on-one, a little bit more individual kind of stuff.
Yeah,
gorgeous. Well, I'm excited to see what 2020 holds for you and for the school. This is very exciting. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there.
Thank you. This
happens every time we talk and talk, and then I think, oh no, we're out of time.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. We'll see you in 2020. Thank you.